This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So I know what you think, Guru. I know what you think. But I just don't know if you're ready for this smoke.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
The incomparable Lorenzo Neal. Back for another season of football on 95.7 The Game. Can't wait.
Yeah. This week is, one on the road.
This is what it's about, Gu.
Yeah.
Like, the NFL is...
King.
Well, it is, but when the schedule drops for the NFL, like, that's something to me that that really does excite me.
Unless you're Steiny, but I think he's playing with this when he says it's no big deal. But anyway, love you, partner. It's like a holiday. And let's be honest.
What, Sundays?
The schedule release.
Lord's Day.
Is NFL king because there's only one day?
Yes.
And it's like a playoff game.
Every game matters.
That's all.
And because of whether it's load management in NBA or just sheer volume in baseball, you know, you could even make the same case for hockey. I'm not as well versed in hockey, but there's more games.
No doubt.
There's so much importance on every single game that we walk in every Monday talking about it like it's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and my main dude, 49er Frankie, here I go, Evan, he's one of these dudes. The NBA season's too long. I'm like, who thinks that? But there are people out there that think 82 is too much. Not for me.
Well, that's why. So the Warriors schedule came out yesterday, right?
34 primetime games.
I know.
Good Lord.
They're tied for the most national games with anyone. Although the whole franchise record thing is a little murky because now you got Peacock.
Oh, no doubt.
You got Amazon. Technically national games, but they're also pay for watch.
Yeah.
You know.
And I believe the first doubleheader, correct me if I'm wrong, E, or the first one on Peacock. Are you a little nervous about how that's going to look? I don't know who's hired. I know names. Who's going to do what? Like, it's going to be brand new. That whole, I believe, the beautiful and lovely Taylor Rooks is going to be, she's got a job there. So I'm excited, man.
Michael Jordan's going to be back on NBC.
What is that going to look like? He's going to have bloodshot eyes. Mike gets after the crown.
I'm sure he's going to get some Visine.
There you go.
He'll be fine.
Mike!
But the NBA schedule, all right, you want to know what I really think about it?
Of course.
So, all right, here's the games. If I were really into the NBA schedule, here's the games that I would want to watch. I want to watch when Kevin Durant comes to Chase Center. It's November 26th because he's returning with a new team, the Rockets.
Love that.
A lot built in there.
Okay.
November 11th, when they go to OKC. I think that's a game that's going to be interesting to me. January 24th, at Minnesota, rematch of the Western Conference semis.
Okay.
That's interesting. I think the Warriors also go to Miami, another Jimmy Butler return game. That would be all well and good, Gu. And this, to me, is the difference between looking at the NFL and the NBA schedule. I don't know who's going to play in those games.
Damn, I have no clue. You sound like my man Frankie. Wow.
If Kevin Durant's going to be available on November 26th, I don't know if Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Chet Holmgren and J-Dub and all those boys are going to be ready on November 11th. I don't know if Steph Curry is going to play in one of those games because he might have to be load managed around 15 back-to-backs that they have this season. The issue with me feeling some sort of way towards an NBA schedule, and I'm excited because I know when the season is and how many games, we can break it down, talk about it, road trips, all the rest. I don't know who's going to play that night. So how am I like you were asking yesterday about when do the Spurs come? Okay, I was excited last year about the Spurs coming to Chase Center.
Oh, here you go.
Wemby didn't play.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to see Victor Wembanyama.
What if I told you to be proactive and be excited on this day that the schedule comes out and the days after that they're going to be on the court?
Well, but that's not good enough for me.
Oh, E, I'm disappointed in you. You didn't say when the Pelicans are coming here, Looney and Poole's return.
Well, I would be excited about Zion, but he can't stay on the court.
Man.
Also, Looney's probably... Actually, Looney might have to start that game because Zion's not available. Meanwhile, for the NFL,
Loon.
I'm excited for Week 7, Sunday Night Football, because I want to see our guy, Michael Penix. I'm from Tampa.
The lefty.
I want to see Michael Penix. I want to see Cam Ward, who in Week 15, off the Niners' bye week, is going to be at Levi's Stadium.
They might be better. Yeah.
Well, they should be. They were god-awful last season. I want to see if Cam Ward's good. I want to see if Michael Penix is good. And some of it is deflated a bit by the fact the Niners play a last-place schedule. So, you know, I'm less excited about seeing Trevor Lawrence than last year I got to see Patrick Mahomes. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I know those players are more than likely going to be on the gridiron.
I get that. And that's an NBA problem. And, Evan, I'm trying to fight you on this day, but I'm not because it's your, you know what it is, your
birthday. We already got over that.
But the bottom line is I have nothing for you on that. That wow, when you look at it through that prism, I'll give you that point. But I'm just being proactive and hoping that the dudes play. And I wish it was back in the Jordan era, Karl Malone, where you could pencil those dudes, Isaiah Thomas, Bird, pretty much 75 to 80 games a year. But they got a problem.
Well, and from YouTube, Uncle Looney's agreeing with you. To be fair, you don't know who's going to play in the NFL either. That's fair, but for the most part, when Sunday Night Football comes on and the marquee has, you know, the face of the franchise is on the posters and they're setting up the game and talking about it, like those players are going to be available.
Now, I'm a roaster, so I'm a P1, so I was listening this morning, and Evan, him and Bonte and the guys talked about you got to be careful with the Niner schedule because – Spadoni brought up and the Monday night game against Minnesota. I had to claim it on my taxes what I lost on that game, thinking the Niners were going to just beat mollywop them. They lost. So in the NFL, what's great about it too is teams, you know, can go from worst to first or worst to close. What about the Giants and that D-line they have? They're going to be better. We don't know. Atlanta is going to be a problem, I believe. The Jaguars could be better. The Saints, huh? But, Evan, we have to – Ward looks great in Tennessee. I loved him in college at the U. But, man, what if they get some traction? So we have to be very careful on why are the Niners going to be successful. They got a crappy schedule. So we think, and the beauty and essence of the NFL is teams get bet a year is like 3 years. Teams can bounce back, and now we're looking at what we thought was going to be a layup game. It's not.
No, I don't think.
I.e. Cleveland and Minnesota last year.
Like, I'm excited about the potential of seeing Cam Ward, but I don't know how good the Titans are going to be. I don't think they're going to be very good, but by week 15, they might be a different squad. Last year, by week 15, the Niners season was effectively over. So a lot changes between now and then. But I think you're right. Like, from what I know about the Niners right now, and this is what Lowe was kind of talking about a little bit, I think they're going to have some problems in the trenches.
Man, Evan, that's where the games and championships are won.
I'm with you. So I think that teams that have good fronts are going to pose challenges for the 49ers. You mentioned the Giants. They got four dudes who are elite or close to it getting after the quarterback. Now, we'll see what happens at that time of the year if they're healthy and all the rest.
If Dart's the QB.
But I think a team like the Giants could pose issues for the Niners. You know, I think that's one of the reasons why I give the Rams the benefit of the doubt in the division, and maybe even a team like the Seahawks, because I think they're going to be able to frustrate the Niners up front.
Evan, you're on fire, and I'll just say this to that. If you're a Niner fan, that's why you should have some trepidation. Like, you just talked about the trenches and what we knew the Niners had in the trenches and how physical they were. They would just impose it left, right. You could see it even if you weren't at the game. It was oozing through the TV. So Let's just say if they're lacking, I believe they were last year. You know, Greenlaw was hurt, missing. Teams were running the ball on the Niners. Evan, it's just weird watching the red and gold not have an answer for that. So you hope that they do moving forward. But if they're not, if it takes some time, man, when you get gassed like the Cardinals, when they came here and just ran it down their throat, remember that game? Yeah, it was a close game, but you just felt like, boy, they got no answer.
All right, you want to talk to your boy coming up on the other side? Denzel?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
All right.
I thought you had somebody on the line.
Oh,
I was like, it's Steph for Evan's birthday.
No, not for my birthday.
No jersey for you, huh?
No, no chance. We got a long time before anything happens in that realm.
E-dog.
All right, coming up this afternoon at 4:30, again, just a couple hours away, the Valkyries take on the Chicago Sky. You can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Valkyries 3-game win streak. They're in 7th place. Check them out. Just download the app and search Valkyries. Again, 4:30 against the Chicago Sky. On the other side, Guru's got to talk to his idol, Denzel Washington. Find out why when we come back on 95.7 The Game. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz. We're back on Steiny and Guru after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, having a lot of fun here on a payday Friday.
Are you really?
Nothing better.
Because I'm having a ball. Miss you, Steiny, but I'm having a ball.
Oh, and I'm sure he's having a great time, too, on vacation.
Don't talk about that.
For anybody wondering,
he's
on
vacation. That was the crossover
vacation.
Forever, man. That was one for the ages.
Yeah, you guys were...
No, we were talking.
Sure, if that's the word you want to use, yeah, you guys were talking. You're having a discussion.
I love it.
I'm not in this one.
Well, yes, you were.
Oh, boy.
Yes, you were. In fact, he was in the crosshairs.
Hey, we got on next week, too, baby.
I know. Steiny's going to be up having a good time with his boys, and we're going to be holding it down for him.
What do you look for in a preseason game, E?
I don't.
Like, really, what? I want to, and, like, what? That's why I'm saying, do you really got to play Brock?
Well,
or any starter for that
before
matter.
We get to the guy who's actually in the crosshairs for this next segment.
Oh, yeah, you're in trouble, D.
Why does it bother you that Brock Purdy and the starter is going to be playing?
All R-I-S-K. Just the risk of him getting hurt. That's it, and that's all.
I actually think that...
Because that's what training camp has become to me now. NFL Network, I watch the great show, Inside Training Camp. It's like, who took off on the cart?
And that's been happening a lot for the Niners. But you can't bubble wrap them for the whole season, though.
I just think that,
in fact, out of any preseason since Brock Purdy's gotten here, I would argue that this is the one where he has to play because there's so many more new faces around him.
Well, one that won't be out there, Juwan, third and Juwan, which is a dope. Who came up with that one?
I don't know, but it's a great nickname.
It is.
Third and Juwan. Doesn't mean you're getting paid.
It ain't third and green.
No, just because you have a nickname doesn't mean you get paid.
Not yet.
I'll see. I think that Brock Purdy should be out there. And actually, I'm starting to...
Trent?
Maybe. But I'm starting to see a lot of teams that are playing their players in this specific week. Last week of the preseason, not really that important.
Dress rehearsal. But they don't even... Yeah.
When there were 16 games, I think a lot of starters typically play in
this
week
was
three.
The one. You're
so
right.
This is week two.
When they had four.
But I saw even a team like the Chargers, and Jim Harbaugh doesn't really play most of his guys. But I think Justin Herbert's going to be out there this weekend. Actually, they might play tonight. But there's a lot of teams from around the rest of the NFL that are playing their dudes this week.
Yeah.
And I think the Niners, especially with the amount of turnover that they've had, Brock Purdy, I think, needs to see some live bullets with those guys.
Yeah, and again, if he plays, I'll enjoy it and be watching with two pair of eyes. Like, dude, just get up, don't get hurt, don't get touched. Chargers are on the road, but they're playing at home. So you know who they're playing.
Wait,
they're
on
the
road,
but they're playing at home. You like that, huh, Kitty? You get it?
I get it.
You know who they play, right?
They play 17 home games. Are they playing the Rams?
Yeah, my man.
Well, that's not really a home field advantage for anybody, if I'm being honest. SoFi is sick. It's one of the best stadiums I've been to of any sport.
That's what they were saying. That Spadoni saw Beyonce. He didn't even see a sporting event. It was Beyonce, but I guess that venue is off the charts.
It's incredible. Now, whoever plays there, the opposing team typically has more color in that building.
That got it.
I think it was 2 years ago. They started with the Dolphins, and the Dolphins had more
just
fans.
Just took over,
yeah. Just, well,
transplants.
I mean, Levi's South, anytime that the Niners play in L.A. against the Rams, there's generally more red.
And Vegas, too. They get a lot of that.
Yeah. Well, that's why, so, you know, whenever the Dodgers, for example, come up and play against the Giants.
It was too much this last time.
But the Niners do the same thing.
Yeah, they do.
But
that don't make the Giants feel any better. Evan, we were at the game together.
But why is it okay for the Niners to do it down south, and it's not okay for the Dodgers fans to do it up here?
That I get, and I don't have anything for you.
Audacity.
But it's just, man, it's embarrassing for the Rams when they play the Niners. Even in that NFC Championship game that they blew a 10-point lead.
Well, you got to beat them.
Well, there it is.
And they did. I mean, that was technically, might as well have been a road game in 2022.
Yeah, there it is.
Rams, or 2021, sorry, and the Rams... still got over and won a Super Bowl.
Got you.
All right. You want to get into this right now?
I do.
Okay.
We have to.
So this was making the rounds yesterday. I think it, remind me the name of the movie Denzel's promoting. Highest to lowest.
Look at my man.
But with the number two.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Spike Lee joint. He
the Spike Lee
it.
Joint.
They A24
film. A24, by the way, puts out some unbelievable stuff. So the moment I saw that, the studio company that's producing it.
ASAP Rocky in it, as you noticed.
Yes, yeah, Denzel. Yeah. Who's my guy? Who's the
played on The Wire.
Yes, I don't know if he was in The Wire. Yeah. I think he was in True Detective.
Oh, what? Yeah.
I'll get the name for you. Anyways, Denzel was, you know, doing his media rounds, and I forget how they got onto the topic of this conversation, but it was about sports heads, or talking heads.
Yeah.
Media members that opine for a living, are opinionaires.
I love that. Yeah.
It is pretty good. But we took a little umbrage with the energy that Denzel was coming off with. And so I want to play this first for the people who haven't heard it, and then, Guru, the floor is yours. Wow. So here's Denzel Washington on the sports media landscape as it currently stands.
Everybody's got an opinion. We live in a world of opinionaires. You know, that's what I call them, opinionaires. They're all the shows, a bunch of guys, a couple of them that have played, but most of them who have an opinion about what something should be when they haven't done it. Those who can't talk about those who can't. Those who have know what they're talking about. Those who haven't don't, period. Too much talking. Mm. Too much talking. Everybody got an opinion. Yeah. Everybody's sitting around getting fat, you know, thinking they know how to do it. Just because you can sit behind a desk and chit-chat doesn't mean you can do a damn thing.
Those are bars.
Come get up here with me. Let's find out. Mm. Come get in the gym with me. Let's find out. I don't know you.
We saw
but, you. You know, I know. I can throw my hands. I can sure do it.
I can do it for real.
I don't talk about it.
Well, let me leave you on this.
Skinny kid, you know. Who never played a day in his life, and now he can get back at everybody because he got a mic in his face and show. People need to shut up. Learn how to do something. Be actually good at something. Yeah. Try that.
What if, like, I'm hurt, and let's just remove me, yourself, and what we do for a living?
I thought that was Alonzo Harris.
Good God. I know he's 62 years old, but he sounded bitter.
People need to shut up.
My good. And sitting around getting fat, that is a little home, too close to homie. I got to say this, Denzel.
Oh, man.
I got to tell you or remind you what side of the fence you're on. You played at Fordham in 1970. You played in Fordham under PJ Carlissimo. You didn't make the pros. So who's, is it Windhorse, your friend Stephen A? Like, how dare you? And I saw some other videos. I got to be careful here, Evan. He says, put the phone down. So this, to me, is part of Twitter and what he's reading as well. But Denzel, it's too late, bud. That ship has left the dock. It's everywhere. And you don't have to be a pro, fellas, to be qualified to give an opinion. So when I go pay money to watch you tomorrow in your new movie, Highest to Lowest, because my name's not Siskel, I can't critique the film. You sound bitter, and my question to you, Denzel, and I love you to death, is why?
You're going to a matinee.
Yeah, well, I know. I'm going to your party. I don't know when I'm going now, E, if I don't get this Apple Pay reimbursement. That's too foul. Who pissed you off, man? It's not a prerequisite to be a pro to have an opinion on sports. Some of the greatest minds haven't played the game. Some of the greatest coaches haven't played the game. So I'm disappointed he went there. And this sounds like a 62-year-old man that knows he's on the back nine, and you're bitter at the opinionaires, men and women. Come on, Denzel, that was too strong.
Well, and it was on the heels of him going on First Take two days ago.
Boy.
I think he's a Cowboy fan.
Maybe he's running
words
hot
for Jerry Jones.
He did, Jerry.
I just find it ironic. And look, I love Denzel Washington. He's one of the greatest actors of all time. I will watch any movie that he is in, no matter if it's rated 2% or 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. I find it ironic that the energy with which he's speaking is the same energy that the people he's criticizing talk with every day. He sounds like an opinionaire. Now, he's a great actor, and you're right, he did play college ball, but he's talking down to people the same way that the people that we get mad at on television and these talking heads speak to us. You know, the shut up. That's straight out of the Stephen A. playbook.
People need to shut up.
That is leader in the clubhouse and laying around getting fat. What does that got
to
do with
it? Do something.
Learn how to do something with your life.
Evan,
like,
wow.
In principle, I agree with him, and I think it's awesome, and it's forceful. And, God, I could listen to him talk all day.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
He's one of the greatest. But you're doing exactly what you're mad at other people for doing.
He's actually good at something.
Evan, that is the irony of this all. And again, shout out to Steinmetz D3. But I got to remind him at times, you did not play in the show. Your name is not Mark Aguirre, Denzel. You're in the same category as Evan, who played D3 college baseball. Me that didn't even play. Played at Logan. But come on, man. I didn't like that.
This is from the 650, the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. He's actually 70. Being a 70-year-old man myself, we do have to fight the bitterness. Like, I get why there's frustration every time you turn on the television and you're hearing somebody saying something ridiculous. Hell, a lot
it's
of people today
job.
Might have thought that I or you or Lowe or whoever we...
Oh, the Hurts one, yeah.
Yeah, people might have thought that that's pretty ridiculous. But that's... Sorry, like, that's my opinion. It's what I believe.
Try that.
But, Evan, why now? Why are we just hearing the great Denzel Washington say it now? First Take's been around forever. I believe he lumped in, and I get it, social media with that. But, D, that's the beauty of life right now on social media. Everybody doesn't have a license. They can voice their opinion.
Well, and how do you know if you're good at something unless you try it?
And I got to be skinny to have an opinion?
Well,
sitting
that was,
around getting fat, like damn.
I don't know why that one hit you. That one did.
Well, I'm caping up for the people that. Well, I'm not fat, but you know.
I know you're not.
But why did he have to use that word?
Because he's
body shaming now to have an opinion.
Well, you called Andy Reid fat.
Oh my God, Evan, but I'm in timeout.
He's trying to hit below the belt, and I get it.
But, he did,
but that's why I
donut butt. Yeah. Oh boy,
I view Denzel Washington as somebody who swings above the belt. That sounded terrible.
I got you.
But my point is, he's someone who is able to hit you in more of an intellectual fashion because that's how smart, and I think also just how honorable of an individual I view him as. What he just said to me,
I love the
that's,
man.
That's below the belt, man.
Yeah, it is.
You dove into the dirt there.
I wonder if, because you're right, he was just a couple days ago on First Take. I wonder if one of the top, McAfee, if anybody comes back at him, Nick Wright, Broussard, anybody. You could pick anybody. But, Evan, I was shocked. But real quick, I know we got the crossover coming up.
What's bugging you?
Putting you on the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
You're so damn young. Can you really
I'm getting older.
Appreciate this question?
Tomorrow.
Denzel's best movie to you?
Oh.
It's hard. But
his
I got
best
one.
Movie?
I got one.
I mean, I really thought I was listening to the character during that cut.
Dude.
It's Alonzo Harris. It's Training Day.
He got an Oscar in that one.
It's
in my top
Training
three
Day.
Form. No
Training
doubt.
Day is one of those movies that if you see, like I'm using your YouTube
PCB.
TV.
Yeah.
As soon as I see it on TNT or one of those, like I'm throwing it on. It's a movie
incredible.
I could watch 100 times in a row.
He was so gangster. You would have thought he was keeping receipts of his coworkers' time off. Man,
that's another one.
That dude was incredible.
American Gangster.
Oh,
great
man.
Movie.
But Steiny, I could hear Steiny. Some people do think this in theater, Evan. Oh, it's easy to act like somebody that was somebody. You know, it's not a, like he was the gangster.
Yeah.
Yeah, the American Gangster. But they say that's easier than, like, Forrest Gump was just, Tom Hanks had to go off that, you know what I mean? You couldn't watch his mannerisms. He had to just go inside himself and find that character.
Yeah, I don't really buy that. I mean, is it tougher for Tom Hanks to play Forrest Gump as opposed to a cancer patient in Philadelphia?
He got an Oscar for Philly, too.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I think Denzel Washington in The Hurricane was incredible.
Oh, Reuben Carter. Man, that was great. And Mo' Better Blues, Wesley Snipes, and there was a Spike Lee joint. Nobody cares.
Malcolm X, obviously.
But Denzel taught me, and I was single when it came out, and I was skinny, chiseled face. He taught me how to be smooth with the ladies in that movie.
Who?
Denzel.
And,
Mo' Better Blues. Oh, man, they were a musician.
That's the playbook you're running?
Oh, I ran it to him. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah. Well, so I got to ask you, what is your favorite Denzel movie?
Training Day at the top. Glory 2. Oh, man. Evan, I don't feel comfortable going past those two.
There's Flight. Just, I think Flight. Like, of his recent films.
Flight was. Why did he tell on himself at the end? You're about to get away with it.
The point of the movie.
Why did you, all the things that your mans did to get you off, and then you go blow it? Come on, Denzel. But there's so many. Man on Fire.
Man on Fire is good.
Ooh, he surprised went you guys there. Haven't said this one yet.
He got game?
Oh, my God. Know where you're going.
No, but. The Remember R-word, the Titans.
One of the. He's.
Iconic.
Iconic.
Oh, now football's not fun. It was fun, but now it's not.
And he got game. I cried. Ray Allen, old punk.
Well, I love that movie because that final scene, they're really playing basketball.
Dude, wow.
They rolled the ball out. Like, he was not supposed to score on Ray Allen.
Yeah.
That's why that one bank shot that they hit from the top of the key, like, that was not supposed to go in. And he wasn't supposed to take that lap. That's actually why he did take the lap, because he was supposed to get skunked 10-0.
See, that I did not know. And we can't forget X. He played Malcolm X. Or is it easier to play a guy, somebody, than somebody, you know?
Hey, Ev, didn't he say when Ray Allen dunked, he was like, yeah, I knew it was over then?
Yeah, which I think was the first basket he scored, and he goes 2-1. Just top of the key, throw the rock.
And what was the beautiful young lady in, he got Rosario Dawson, if I'm messing her name up, but yeah, that's what I do. Equalizer, except 3. Equalizer 1.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd put that among the best for Denzel. If I'm showing aliens from a different planet that the best of the best, I don't know if Equalizer's making it for me, Gil.
John Q, it was all right.
John Q is a very emotional movie. Tugs at the heartstrings a bit.
How about Bone Collector or Fallen?
Oh, those are look really at good. You guys, 90s. Dude. We could go on another 20.
What was the one he was with? Was it Unstoppable? The freight train that was off on the loose.
Oh, they had that had a number to the title, but I know what you're talking about. That was a good one.
Well, the taking of Felon 1.
I think you're right.
I don't think that was some Travolta.
Denzel.
Yeah, he's been in so damn many movies.
But what got him hot?
So many good
ones. I want him to
Book
tell
of
us.
Eli.
Oh,
Book
my
of Eli
gosh,
is a
that was a
well.
Great one. Evan, seen it about 8 times. Didn't mention it.
Oh, we have mentioned John Q.
Yeah, we have.
I mean, to me, it's funny because was it last week or the week before that it was the great Michelle Obama who was talking about Talking Heads?
My girl.
Well, I don't know. The way you were talking about her, she might not be your girl anymore.
No, she's above the fray. Like, what Denzel did is what Michelle did. So I'm holding her to that standard you held Denzel to just a second ago. Like, you're doing what she said. You're doing that.
Yeah, to me,
I'm shocked, Denzel.
Those people are just in completely different realms, especially in their respective worlds. I mean, like, Denzel Washington is an artist. But it does go to show that, like, everyone, I think, feels the same way that a lot of us do about the way sports are covered and the way that we talk about sports in general.
Or who do you need a lot? Evan, if you had to be an ex-pro, there would be nobody covering and writing. You know what I mean? It would be slim pickings on who you could choose to cover the medium, man.
I would argue that sometimes I feel like there's too many ex-athletes. And again, there's nothing wrong with those guys and gals being in their positions. They've certainly earned it. But I think everyone's got an opinion, and it's up to me to consider whether it's valid or not. That shouldn't be determined by whether or not you played. Now, someone like, you know, we just had Lorenzo Neal at 12 o'clock. Just because he feels the same way that I do about Jalen Hurts doesn't mean to everyone that we're correct. Mm. Like, that I align with the athlete. The athlete could be wrong. I could be wrong. You could be wrong. But the energy and, in an ideal world, analysis or intelligence we bring to the conversation should determine whether or not people perceive us as correct.
And no doubt, this is just my cup of tea you didn't ask, but the bottom line is we're in an era of entertainment. I like Nick Wright. I don't agree with him all the time, but I do learn from other people, Evan, mainly you, for these almost 4 hours. I don't agree with your stuff all the time, but I learn from it. And I'm like, Evan did have a point, but Nick Wright is entertaining. Stephen A., friend of the show, entertaining, doing a lot now, but, you know, that's a big part of it. But I want to know who got him mad.
Denzel?
Somebody did, man.
Well, I actually don't know if it is Stephen A. Smith because, again, he was on his show 48 hours
ago. Oh, what about Fences? That movie, I don't know if you...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was big.
Viola Davis.
She was incredible. Mississippi Masala.
But that's what also separates someone like Denzel is he's an actor. He will do something incredible on the screen and then go on Broadway or a London stage and be just as impactful in real life.
I liked him in Gladiator, and I'm going to wrap this up,
Kate. Gladiator 2.
Since we're doing rankings, I need your three, and I'm going to give you mine. Denzel, De Niro, and Pacino in order, quick.
Greatest actors ever?
You have to rank those top three in order, which were from the films. I'm going to go first.
Jesus. I would say Pacino, Denzel, De Niro. Pacino 1, Denzel 2, okay. De Niro 3.
I'm going De Niro 1, Denzel 2, Pacino 3.
Yeah, I'm with that one.
I know people are like, you're just over here loving Denzel, but De Niro was a bad
to their credit.
Oh, he was. He still is.
To their credit, Pacino and Denzel are more stage actors than De Niro. I don't think De Niro was a stage
Pacino
actor.
Had a baby
Which
at 82.
Which is why I separate them a little bit.
Al just had a baby at 82.
He's a shooter.
But why is he not getting the hate that
who
the hoodie's getting? He ain't even had procreated.
Well, you're hating on the hoodie. I'm not hating on the hoodie.
I love what he's doing. Steiny's the one that thinks it's sick.
Oh, well, that's because...
Yeah, I love what the hoodie's doing. That's what I think
Steiny had to do something.
I think Steiny's a little jealous.
Dude, 82, Pacino's had a kid.
I do put people in different categories that can also act on stage, like that are stage actors as well.
Now, would I sound like it's not the first time a Neanderthal saying, I don't care about that. I don't care about the big screen.
But it's like a musician who is able to write, sing, but also can play an instrument. You know, that's like Prince, the five-tool player. Like, that guy can play any instrument and write his ass off.
He was a little more talented than MJ. Lil Durrell hates it, but Prince did it all. You're right.
I'm with you. It's why I hate Steiny every single time he comes down Prince's road. I'm like, he's better than Dylan,
dude, man.
Even though Dylan's got a Nobel Prize. All right, coming up next, we got the crossover on 95.7 The Game.
Dib's birthday.
Yes, it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Dan Dibley. We also got What's Bugging You coming up at 2 o'clock, brought to you by Atco Pest Control. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson. And that's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was also brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and also fluids. Before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate Bridge, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
People need to shut up.
Shop Organics at Whole Foods Market. Get organic black, red, and green seedless grapes for $2.99 per pound with Prime through August 19th. Enjoy them at their best with a crisp skin and juicy center. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.